Good morning. Welcome to Apple Turnover for May 17th, 2023. The New York Mets lost to the Tampa Bay Rays by a score of 8-5 on Tuesday evening at Citi Field. Justin Verlander made his Citi Field debut as a Met, but did not have a very good baseball game, nor did anyone on the Mets. The 8-5 score is a generous one when you consider just how bad the Mets looked for most of the game. So let's talk about the good, I suppose, first. We got home runs from Brett Beatty, Eduardo Escobar, and Pete Alonso, which accounted for the five runs. That's good. The Mets' bullpen did not look terrible tonight, I guess. Verlander went five innings, gave up six earned runs. Dominic Leon gave up an earned run, as did Drew Smith. But Adam Ottavino and the debuting newest Met, Josh Walker, both looked okay in their innings of work. I'm trying to find some positives here. Verlander did not have this stuff tonight, and the Rays are a damn good team. And so that's what happened. It's getting very hard to do this show, and I really don't want to turn this podcast into just a daily bitch session for me to gripe about the Mets, because that's no fun. No one wants that. I don't want to do that. I did enough of that yesterday, too. But I do think it is time that we have a conversation about what happens next. And I don't think that Buck Showalter is going anywhere. I don't think Jeremy Hefner is going anywhere. I don't think that there is necessarily a player, a big player, you demote or you try to trade for pennies on the dollar. I don't know what the next move is, though. But something has to happen. And I've said this for a few days now. I think maybe the first move is Eric Chavez gets relieved of his job as hitting coach. Eric Chavez is the bench coach this year. My apologies. Jeremy Barnes and or Eric Hinsky get relieved of their job as hitting coaches. It just seems like the Mets offense is atrocious right now. They scored five runs tonight, and that's a good thing, but it just seems like there has to be some head has to roll. And again, I don't like advocating for people losing their jobs. I think in general that's a bad thing to do. But I think that there has to be something that happens here. There has to be a kick in the ass for this team, because they're not going to be around at the All-Star break to make changes. You know, they're not going to be hanging around the division. You know, as bad as the rest of the East is playing right now, the Mets just look listless and just utterly miserable. So, I don't know. Something has to change. Whatever that is, we'll see. As for the rest of the week, I suppose we can hope that the Mets look better. I don't really see how that happens. You know, Justin Verlander is by far the Mets' most accomplished pitcher at this point. You know, tomorrow Kodai Senga goes, which is nice. But, you know, he'll be facing Josh Fleming for the Rays, going as I guess, an opener again. The Rays they're a really good baseball team. I don't know what else to say about them. I know it's boring to just marvel at their prowess right now, but that's what they're doing. I mean, they're 32-11. They're hitting, they're pitching, they're doing everything right now. And they're not going to be on this pace for the rest of the season, but I just think that they are by far the cream of the crop. And the Mets have looked so bad against bad teams. I have a very hard time believing they're going to bounce back against this Rays team. And that just means more depressing baseball. And that just means a collective ugh from all of us. But anyway, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Go to homerunapplesauce.com or patreon.com/homerunapplesauce to support this podcast directly. You can follow me on Twitter at @BrianNeedsAnApp. You can pray for some good baseball. And until then, let's go Mets.